Thank you, Brother Little. Amen. Brother Skip, I'm hungry. Come feed us.
Isn't the Lord good tonight? Amen. We're just so glad, you know, brother. Well, I'll say, I wondered what I got there. Got the wrong Bible. Let's see, I might have preached the wrong message, huh, brother? Oh, my. Well, we are so, so happy to be here again tonight. And, you know, we're just, it's a lot of churches anymore, they just have Sunday morning. And they don't have Sunday night. It's, well, you know, back in the early years, when this church was packed to the doors, it was always Sunday night was the big service. We had more people Sunday night than we did Sunday morning. That always was the thing that happened. And is that right, Melba? We'd be packed out Sunday night. And but times have changed, but Jesus hasn't changed, has he? And we serve a wonderful Lord, and he's good. Before I get started, have we got the picture? Hey, we got this engineer. Brother Bobby there, he's, I'll tell you what. Brother DeAnda, he's all right. He got this up here. I told him, I said, I can't do it. My son could. He like Brother Bob, they're engineers. This girl, a lady on the right, she said, now, Brother Kincaid, you have to come and do our 25th wedding anniversary in August the 15th. You prayed for me 2 years ago when I was blind. 4 months blind, didn't see anything. Prayed for her on Sunday night, Wednesday morning when she woke up, boom, her eyes open. And she's been seeing now for 2 years way better than I do. You see, she don't even need glasses. She had no glasses. Isn't God good?
Yes.
So Sister Margarita is one of our testimonies. In the last 2 years, I've been privileged to have three blind people healed in my ministry. And that's a privilege. You know, all together, 17 blind people in 51 years of missionary work have been healed. But she's one of them, Sister Margarita, and her husband there, and we're doing the 25th wedding anniversary for them in one of our churches, one of the 15 churches in Monterey. And so I just wanted to show you that. Now, Brother Bobby's going to put up the little fella that was healed in March 10th, born blind, and he was 10 months old, never had seen anything. His little head had bumps on it where he ran into the wall. And I just went there 2 weeks ago. Here we are. There he is. That's Jesus. I had to cry when I held him. So I held him in March. He saw nothing. Totally blind. 100% blind. Dayton Children's Hospital said, we don't know how he's seeing. Man called Jesus. You see, we still serve a living God. And I just want to thank God that what he does, you know, I believe I didn't get any money. I'm not after money. I'm not a big hammer, you know, like promote $1 million a year salary. No, no, no. But I believe before Jesus comes, we're going to see more great believe that. I believe it because he wants to prove to his church, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. I am the Lord that can do miracles. I am the Lord that can do anything. And I thank Bobby for getting those up there. That's the little, it's so cute. And he had been walking everywhere around the church up and down the aisles and he didn't run into any walls. He's got a little card he pushes. He didn't hit anything. And I'll tell you, it's just cute. But that's the Jesus we serve. Amen. And I'm just so thankful for what our God can do. Amen. And so tonight, you know, we just praise Him for His greatness. Never say that God can't do something. He can. Amen. I don't understand the line He. I never will. Well, I pray for everybody. Because we never know when He's going to do a miracle. Because He's the one that does them. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of glory. Amen. And we're just so thrilled with what our Lord does. And before I get preaching, and Bobby, I appreciate you doing this, man. I wish I had your memory. I don't have it up there in that electronic stuff. I need to come up here and greet the people. How many happy Sister Lila taught this morning? We're going to have Sister Donaldson speak in a minute. And we're so happy to have Brother John and Sister Karen. I told her a minute ago, I said, she was born here the same year as my son, Darren, in 57. And her mother was Sister Walker. You know, she's sister-in-law to Lila Faye. So Karen was born here. I said, she would have seen some kids that she kind of played with, but she said, I wouldn't have known them. But they were here at Christine going home service. Amen?
Praise
and
God,
I so much enjoyed seeing them, but I forgot to call you and tell you. Brother John, God bless you. John, he's a good Bible teacher. He's a man of God. And her daddy was Brother Donaldson Sr. that supported us when they bought the church over there that used to belong to Wolf, wasn't it? Daddy Wolf?
Los Gatos.
Yeah, Los Gatos. I don't know how many years he supported us. 30 years? I don't know. Time goes by, but they're just wonderful people. I call them this afternoon to come, and we just love them. Okay, Mommy.
Praise God. The Lord is so good, isn't He? And the family of God is so precious. And we saw so many people at Christine here when we had her service. And I just thank God, as I said before this morning, for this church and for the people here. And I was telling Karen, I said, I was talking about your mother this morning. Remember I told you the lady that came in that prayed for me? That was Karen's mother, Doris Walker. And so many precious memories, those that have gone on before us. But one day we're going to have a great reunion day. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it. Not just the folks here in the United States, but all of our people in Mexico. Like I told you this morning, I had my dear friend Juanita. She and I were the same age. And we led her to the Lord, prayed with her when she received the Holy Spirit, and she went out and did wonderful things in the name of the Lord in Mexico before the Lord called her home. And she's been gone now, what about 10 years? 10 years ago she passed away. And she and I were the exact same age. God chose to take her before. I'm still here. And I thank God because God has a purpose. We can't question what God does. He has His ways. And He says our days are numbered. And when our number comes up, He's going to call us. I'll be glad, praise God, to be with the Lord because He is my first love. Like I told you this morning as I taught, I love my husband, I love my children, but my first love is Jesus. And I love the worship service and the precious songs that you picked out. And it was just so beautiful because I love to be in His presence. I love Him with all of my heart. Sister Donaldson, we're so glad to see you and all the Bible study group. These people have supported us for many, many years. Sister Donaldson has a Bible study group, and some of the people came over, and I'm glad you came. We love them dearly. They're very precious people in our lives, as we love all of you folks in this home church. And I was so glad that Brother Don's daughter, that she came up and told me this morning who she was, because I had seen her, and I said, I know that lady, but I haven't seen her since she was very young. And so and her name escapes me right this minute. I'm so sorry. But Cheryl, yeah. Cheryl Dryden, it was Cheryl Dryden. And she and her husband, but it is it's so wonderful to have precious friends, and we thank God for our dear pastor here, Brother Connor and his wife. We just came to know them since they came here, but we love them, and we feel that oneness. He came down to Mexico and was with us there, and we enjoyed that. And we thank you for this church. God bless you. The Holy Spirit is so real in our lives, and he's so real in my life. And I just want to quote to you my favorite scripture in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. It said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord thy God." I can say it better in Spanish. Let me say it in Spanish. Tú guardarás en perfecta paz aquel cuyo pensamiento en ti persevera porque en ti ha confiado. Confiar en Jehová porque en el Señor Jehová está la fortaleza de los siglos. It says, trust therefore in the Lord thy God, because the Lord, he is the God of the ages, and he never fails. So praise God. I talk in Spanish more. I teach every, not every day, but I teach 2 and 3 days a week in Spanish. And so sometimes it's easier for me to, all of the scriptures that I learn and everything, I learn them in Spanish, and it's easier for me to say them in Spanish. And I forget many of them in English. But anyway, God richly bless you. I love the Lord tonight, and I praise God for the privilege of being here. And God bless you. Pray for me. I'm having a little problem with my health tonight, right now, but God is good. Amen. He's Jesus. Our Savior, and I thank you.
Touch mom right now, Lord.
Yes,
God,
dear
touch
God,
my
we
wife
thank you,
right
Jesus.
Now, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we
in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, we ask you.
Praise
God,
God I thank you. Yes, Jesus, I praise thee, O
give
God.
Give strength right now,
I praise thee, O God.
In
I praise
name,
thee, O
yes,
God.
Lord,
amen,
right now,
amen. Hallelujah. He's our healer, folks. Amen. I praise him. I thank him.
Sister Donaldson, say a word for Jesus. Brother John, say a word for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Amen. You know, God's so good. Why did God give me so much strength? I preach sometimes on Sunday 3 times. Now, Mom, when I call her Mom, but my wife, when we usually just go 1 time with her to service, I'll go over to Reynosa and preach in the morning at one of our churches. That's her strength is not there. And we understand that, you know. And she'll always go to one service on Sunday. We have 10 churches right there in Reynosa now, so I'm busy. And we have one on this side that we've helped start, a Mexican church, Mexican Central American church. Yeah, there were ones from Central America there. But when I'm with the Indians, they preach me 3 times on Sunday. And my first service is usually 900. That's in the main church at San Cristobal. And I pray for a bunch of people. Then my next service is a smaller one. We'll take me to the little one. We may have 60, 70 people. Then the one that finishes up the night, we'll have 300 to 400. So I get a good workout. And it's amazing how that God has given me strength. I stand amazed at how great our God is. Amen? He's so good. He's so wonderful. He's so glorious. And I thank him for all his strength that he has given me. And how I can just keep going. And I just keep going. And he is so good and so wonderful. Don't you love Jesus? Amen. He's a good Lord. He's a wonderful Savior. And I just appreciate his greatness unto us. Turn to John, the 20th chapter. I don't preach a lot in the Old Testament. I'll mention a few things. But to me, Jesus Christ is my Savior, my soon coming King, my Lord and Master. And when I sing the song, I want to be more and more like Jesus. That's what I want to be. Amen. And we sing the song, to be like Jesus. All I ask, to be like him. So he is my King and my Lord, my Redeemer, my Savior. Amen. And I appreciate him. I'm not Jesus only, but I have only one Lord, and I've got the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Thomas, he had a tremendous doubting experience. He did not understand when the Lord said he would rise again. He didn't understand the Lord's teachings. He heard him, he listened to him, but yet it did not enter into his mind that he could, by his own power, come up out of that grave. He'd never seen it. And he didn't understand his master that he could have power and victory over that. Power and victory over the tomb. Power and victory over the grave and come out of there. So the ability to understand his Savior, he lacked. Many today, they don't understand our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can talk with people in the world today and say, Jesus, what is that? What's he got? What's he done? I had an uncle who used to live over here in Campbell, and he'd say, now, Skippy, you can come and talk to me. I'll talk politics with you and talk sports, but nothing about Jesus. I don't believe it. I am an atheist or I am an agnostic. He did believe there was a creator, God, but no such a thing as Jesus had died on the cross and that the blood of Jesus Christ could cleanse you from sin. He didn't believe in an eternal heaven. He didn't believe there was a place. He said, when you die like a dog. And I, as much as I tried to talk to him, he wouldn't listen. He said, no, don't feed me that stuff. And I said, but you need the Lord. There's no one like, or not, don't tell me that. Okay. I said, if you don't want Jesus, there's nothing you can do. And we have a lot of people in the world today. They don't want anything to do with Jesus. We got a lot of people that, it's amazing in our USA Congress and in our political force how they're making our chaplains. They don't want them to use the word Jesus. And they're just God. And that means the God of either the Muhammad God or the Buddha God or God of the Hebrews. No, friend, I have got a Savior in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I will stand up for him no matter what, because he is my Lord. Now, Thomas, he doubted, you see. And he said, I won't believe unless I put my finger where the nails went. Listen, friend of mine, it's sad, but a lot of our people today, they doubt the power of the Lord. And they say, no, he don't heal anymore. A lot of churches don't even pray for the sick. They never see a miracle. They never see anything that happens. They never see anything that the Lord can do because their faith has been shut down because they haven't seen the hand of God. The reason you don't see the hand of God is because you don't believe that he can do these things. Amen? Now, when I went to preach this meeting, this church belongs partly to the holiness group. And they had not seen a miracle in this church ever, other than a few little tiny things. And when God healed this little guy here, they said, you got to come back. Well, now this is a church that supported us for 30 years. And they are great people. I mean, they're the holiness line of people. And they're good people. One of their main leaders, he came to the service. He's in a wheelchair. And I said to him, have they ever prayed for you? You got you out of a wheelchair, helped you up. He said, no. I said, Brother Collins, I said, we're going to get you out of that wheelchair tonight. Well, he said, I haven't moved this leg in 5 years. I said, well, let me see. I said, our God can do anything. Well, I had to carry him along in the soldier, but after about 20 minutes, he was moving that leg. I told the people, I said, listen, I said, we have to lay hold of faith. We have to, holiness is good. It's all right. You know, I mean, they're the old-fashioned holiness. A woman don't cut her hair, and you didn't see hardly anyone who's made it, just a few of the younger people and a very little jewelry. They do a lot of wedding rings now. I preached to them on that. I said, you're saying Jesus is wrong. When he told the prodigal son's father, when he took a ring, I said, Jesus said that. He put it on his finger, and they all looked at me. So now they allow to use wedding rings in that group if they want to. But I said, and that's the word of God. But see, you have to. I don't know if you've ever ran into the strict holiness people. They're good people, but they don't have faith. They have so much in works. They're wonderful people, sweet people. I don't know how they like what they're thinking. They like me. And it's amazing. I got old brother Collins out of that wheelchair and carried him across on my shoulder. But after about 15 minutes, he would walk. All right, then we go on. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas saith with them, then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Now, isn't that, you know, when we get to think about our eternal body with Christ, we're going to be like Jesus. He went through the doors were shut. He came through the walls. And yet Jesus ate fish with them. And he ate bread with them. What happened to those elements? You see? Like I told the Indians, they always laughed at this. I said, now there's not going to be any toilets in heaven. No stench in heaven. Amen? Heaven's going to be all beautiful. Because this is the mystery of our divine bodies. We'll be able to eat, and yet we will not have elimination. It will go as the Spirit. I don't know, John, you set it up for me. He's young, got a big mind there. I don't know if you ever dealt on that. I have the Indians come and talk to me on that. But I see that Jesus, he would go through the walls. Yeah, when he called them up and had the fire, and they said there was fish on the fire and bread, where'd that come from? Well, Jesus said, let it be fish. It was fish there, yeah. And the amazing thing is, all of these disciples, they helped Jesus when he fed the 5,000 men, plus the woman and kids. He'd break the bread, fill the baskets, break the bread, fill the baskets, and they'd have to carry the biscuits out, and they worked hard. Listen, if you study the scriptures, they carried food to around 10 to 12,000 people. It probably took them 3 hours. They were worn out, so when they got done, Jesus put them in a boat and said, go over to Bethsaida, but on the way they had the storm, so they had to go to the center. But, you know, we see the power of our Lord. That he can just do anything. There's nothing impossible for our God. We serve a Lord that nothing is impossible with him. Then he saith to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Tonight we're blessed. We are blessed. How many are blessed? I believe in Jesus. I've never seen him. Like I told you, I heard for him. Only one time, Mom mentioned this morning how I was coming down. I didn't want to be a missionary. You remember me here. I worked as an electrician. When Dad and Mom pastored in the 30s, we liked to starve. And came down here in the fall of 41, August of 41, and lived in a little house over on Bascom Avenue that we ran from Schrader. And Henry used to work for Schrader, he knew him. And he had a little old shack of 3 rooms. Well, that was good. It had an inside toilet. We was used to an outhouse. We come down from Chico, we didn't have an inside toilet. We had an outhouse. So we had an inside toilet. Oh, that was nice. And we had electric lights where you flip the button. How do you remember? We always, up there in the north, we just pulled the chain. I could never reach the change. I never could turn it on, a little kid. And I'd come in there and flip the button. I remember Delilah when she came from Oklahoma in 1943. She said she liked to ward the switches out. And she'd never been in a house that had electricity. She'd never been in a house that had running water. In Oklahoma, she ran down the spring for the water. That's where they kept the water. She'd get the water and bring it up the house. That's where the refrigerator was, right on the spring. And how many remember when we didn't have a refrigerator in it? I remember.
that refrigerator.
That was a joy. But when I was here and God called me, I was with Jack and Pete and Henry, and everybody's making big money. Like Jim said, he didn't finish high school because he's making big money. Isn't that right, Brother Jim? You couldn't finish Campbell High. I went to Campbell High with him, and one day he wasn't in class. Where's Jimmy Wilbanks? He quit to make money. He's going to make big money. He was making a good job, you know. But anyway, you know, he's all interested, and it was the time in this area where everything was poomers. We come to church here, and you smell those plumes across the street. How many of that? They tell you. We smell prunes here for a couple of months, and it just prunes us out. we fight all hell to implant within our kids and grandkids. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is the Master. Then we go on and it says, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Oh, I have life through Jesus Christ. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my soon coming King. Amen. And it's blessed to serve him. It's blessed to know him. It's a joy to see when he heals a little boy like this, who was born blind, had no future. Now he's got a future. Amen. Oh, friend of mine, don't we have a wonderful Jesus? 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. What are we gonna do in heaven? What are we gonna see in heaven? Oh, I've got so many people over there. Got a mom or dad or brother, sister, aunt, or uncle, somebody over there. Blah. Friend, because it is real. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, what he has prepared for me. And friend, I, with anticipation, I will return to Mexico next. That's the way that we wait upon him.
today and forever. And I do, I hope. I constantly see the hand of the Lord. Amen. How many love the Lord today? How many going to go to heaven with me? I never thought when they tell me, well, what if he made you worry, you're going to put the gun to your head again. I don't know. When it's God's time to take me home, amen. And you hit all of my grandchildren and my children are saved. And I appreciate that. Granddaughter's a missionary in India, and grandson Dylan made in Mexico there. So I just appreciate his goodness. Oh, God's good. Amen. And I want God to save your children. Right now, as we just lift our hands, you speak their names. You speak their names right now.
sure will